Let me just read to you a few verses from the writings of the Apostle Paul. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 and following, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.' For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Probably the key word, or one of them, is the word remembrance. The Lord's table and the elements that we're about to partake of have no magical power in and of themselves. What saves the lost sinner is faith alone in Christ alone, period. Well, then why do we participate at the Lord's table as Christians? We participate at the Lord's table because in the Lord's Supper, we have some practical and pictorial reminders of what Jesus did for us. The Lord's table is there to assist the worship of the Christian by reminding them that salvation might be free to us, but it certainly was not free to Jesus, the second member of the eternal Godhead who stepped out of eternity into time to bear in his body the wrath of a holy God in our place. So, of course, the bread would represent his body, which was broken. Better said, absorb the wrath of a holy God in our place. Don't want to say broken because none of his bones were broken. Amen. And then the cup would represent his blood, which was spilled on our behalf. So this is an open table. You need not be a member of Sugarland Bible Church to participate. The only thing that we ask is that you are indeed a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have ambiguity about your salvation, we would simply ask you to let the elements pass by, as there is going to be a time at the end of our sermon today by Pastor Roxer where people are going to be given an opportunity to receive Christ as Savior by faith alone. So at this time, let's take out our elements. These are very well-designed, COVID-friendly elements. And you want to make sure the liquid is on the bottom. And so peel off the top there and grab the bread. And remembering the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, shall we eat together? As we prepare our hearts for the cup, we have at this time a song of worship. The book of Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 22, the second part of the verse says, "Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness." Had Jesus Christ not stepped into history and shed his blood in our place, we would be in a very terrible condition. We would be unsavable. But what makes the world savable is what Jesus did in our place in terms of shedding his blood in our place. And in so doing, he satisfied or satiated the wrath of a holy God against sin. What happened 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem is one member of the Trinity, God the Father, poured out his wrath on another member of the Trinity, God the Son, for wrath that we should be paying for in our own bodies because of sin. But God loves us too much to see us fall into that condemnation. So he stepped into the line of fire and absorbed the wrath in our place. And that's what we think about as we take the elements together. And so at this point, we want to turn the liquid side up, peel back, see how fun and easy this is. And remembering the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shall we drink together? Shall we pray? Father, we are grateful for what you have done for us. Help us to be people of thanksgiving as we leave this place today. Having participated in your ordinance that you have given to the church, the Lord's table, so that we can reflect upon and remember what you have done for us. We'll be careful to give you all the praise and the glory. We ask these things in Jesus' name. And God's people said. For those that are trying to wonder what to do with